Welcome to FICO Diva, the show where we turn financial confusion into clarity and clarity into power. I'm Aldiva Rubalcava, and today we're going to be breaking down four mistakes that are quietly holding people back financially, even those who are working harder than ever to earn more than ever. Let's start with the first one. Focusing on income and ignoring expenses. Because here's the reality, making more money doesn't fix a broken system. I see this all the time. People are obsessed with increasing income, new clients, higher salaries and revenue, but they have no idea where their money's actually going. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem. If your expenses grow at the same pace or faster than your income, you're not building wealth. You're just running faster on the same treadmill. So let's talk about your income. Income's important, right? Because income is what we need to live off of. We need to bring in the income so that we can pay our expenses. But nowadays, especially in 2026, with the convenience of our phones, the convenience of having our credit cards linked to our phones, a lot of people are tapping and paying without thinking. It's all mindless spending. So what do I mean by that? You have $1,000 in the bank. You know you have $1,000 in the bank. So you're like, okay, I'm going to purchase this item and that item and that item. So you tap. First item was $200. Now I have $800 left. Next tap was $300. Now I have $500 left. But we as a society haven't been taught to think like that. We're so focused on the convenience of a credit card, the convenience of tapping and going, the convenience of, I don't need to carry cash anymore. But you know what cash used to do for us, which is really amazing, is you knew if you had $100 and you spent $30, you only had $70 left. But with a credit card and with a debit card and with your Apple Pay, Google Pay, just because you can pay, you don't think about how that's affecting the balance in the bank. You're focusing on, I received $1,000, but not what all those expenses did to that money. So it's a different mindset. I really want to encourage all of you to start tracking your expenses. Some of you might say, well, we have a bank account, so our bank statements reflect all of our expenses. Yes and no. Your bank statements reflect your expenses, but they don't reflect what you're spending your money on. And we're gonna get into that in another segment. Many of you are sometimes struggling to pay your payroll taxes. Why? Because you didn't budget for them. Budgeting is key. If you have income with no budget and no tracking of expenses, how will you ever know if your business is actually making money? Because the way to report income is after the expenses, is there any money left over? Or after the expenses, is your bank account negative? Or where did my money go? Sometimes people are spending money on advertising to help grow your business, to help you bring in more income. But did those advertising dollars actually make you money? Did it bring you income? Or was it just another expense that you didn't benefit from? There's a lot of things that we are so used to being an automatic expense. Again, it's mindless spending. We're not even focused on it. As business owners, our goal is to grow. Our goal is to improve. Our goal is to maybe one day franchise the business, or maybe one day get a second or third location. But if you're not monitoring your expenses, how are you going to know where your money's going? How many of you spend money mindlessly eating out all the time? How much of that per day is your expense? How much of that money per month are you allocating towards eating out? I'm gonna tell you, I'm a coffeeaholic. I love my coffee. And I know I'm spending close to $10 a day on coffee. And that's my mindless spending. I'm not perfect. All of us have our little vices, right? But it's important to be aware of where's that money going? Because if money gets tight, I can brew coffee at home. I don't need to go through a drive-thru, right? But if we cook at home, we could save a lot of money. There's a lot of things that we're not tracking, even office supplies. How many of you just go to one vendor to purchase your office supplies and you never price shop? How many of you in the construction world, I used to be a contractor, so I could talk about this, get quotes on materials, and then you get the job, and then you go and you purchase the materials, and now the price has increased. And because you're not issuing purchase orders, you have no control. And that just ate into your profit that's supposed to go towards paying your men and making you money. So there's a lot of things that we as business owners aren't doing that we need to improve on. If you don't like, I'm a big fan of QuickBooks. There's other accounting softwares out there. I just tend to be a QuickBooks person. But if you don't like QuickBooks and Excel is a better way for you, use your Excel sheets. You know, allocate your expenses, this much for advertising, this much for contract labor, this much for payroll, this much for payroll taxes, this much for insurance. Insurance, you should look at how much is my auto insurance, how much is my general liability insurance. Do I have any life insurance that I'm also paying for? Any professional fees, any taxes, licenses, continuing education, travel, like all of these things should be broken down in categories so that you can go back and month by month by month. And I highly suggest if you use Excel that you have a tab month by month by month, and then you have a final sheet that's a final tab that has everything tallied up together, which is now creating a profit and loss for you. If you are only tracking your income and you're not tracking your expenses, how are you supposed to see if your business is truly making money? This is one of the things that I work a lot with my business owners on. You need to know where your money's going, because not all expenses are necessary. Not all expenses are required, but 90% of our expenses are mindless spending. A lot of you have dues and subscriptions to things you don't even use. It's just sitting there auto-debiting, debit, 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 every month, because you're not focusing on it. Many of you don't even reconcile your books every month, so you don't even know if what's entering and what's leaving actually matches your bank statements. Many of you aren't even saving your receipts, and we're going to discuss that a little bit later as well. So as you can see, there's a lot of opportunity to increase your income by monitoring your expenses. And if you don't have any control over your expenses, you'll never be able to increase your income, because that mindless spending will hurt you every single time. So I really want you to think about that. Profit is what you keep and not what you earn. And a lot of times we're so focused on this big number that's coming in that we're ignoring what's going out. And what's going out can be the difference between your business making it or breaking. So next, We're going to go into a mistake that can cost you thousands of dollars a year without you even noticing it. We're going to talk about also being busy but stressed professionally. So stay tuned for our next segment and learn more. And welcome back to FICO Diva. If you want more real, practical financial strategy, stream Now Media TV anytime, live or on demand. Now let's talk about mistake number two, not having the proper entity for your business. This is one of the most overlooked and most expensive mistakes I see. Many business owners either stay as sole proprietors or they can create an LLC and think they're fully optimized. But your entity is more than a registration. It's a financial strategy. If it's not set up correctly, you could be overpaying on taxes, missing deductions, exposing yourself to unnecessary liability. An LLC does not automatically mean tax savings. Differences between legal structure and tax election can make a big difference on saving money. So let's talk about this right here. As a sole proprietor, many of you don't realize, and some of you who are sole proprietors might tell me, I have an EIN. Great. Just because you have an EIN does not separate your name from your Social Security number. Because as a sole proprietor, all of your business debt, all of your business credit is linked to you personally. Yes, you may have an EIN number as a sole proprietor, but it's still linked to you as an individual. Another thing about being a sole proprietor, if life happens and you tend to get a lawsuit against you, they can come after you personally for the items that happened. So it's really important to have a legal structure behind your business, especially if you're making close to over $100,000 a year. So what is an LLC? An LLC is a limited liability corporation. It's basically it's a pass-through entity, okay? So yes, an LLC is a legal entity that will separate you from the business, because now not everything is John Doe sole proprietor. It's now ABC LLC, whose member or manager is John Doe. Okay, so what does that mean? As an LLC, I want you to think of being taxed as a single person. You're kind of being taxed at a higher tax bracket as opposed to an S corp or a C corp, but we're gonna get into that a little bit separate. Now, there's two different types of LLCs. There's a single member LLC, which you by yourself or you and your spouse are considered a single member LLC. Then there's multi-member LLCs. Multi-member LLCs means that you and a friend, you and a cousin, you and a brother or sister, someone who's not your spouse, are in this joint business venture. Okay. As an LLC, you cannot pay yourself as an employee. You can do owner's draws and pay yourselves, but you cannot be on payroll. You can have employees on payroll, but you cannot be on payroll. So it's really important to understand what that means, okay? Also, when you do your taxes as a single member LLC, that goes into your personal taxes through a Schedule C. When you are a multi-member LLC, you have to do a 1065 that will then give each business partner a K-1 schedule. So what that means is if the LLC had a profit, you're going to report that profit according to the percentage of ownership between the business owners on the K-1 schedule of each business owner to then get reported onto your personal taxes. If your LLC had a loss, you're going to report the loss according to the percentage of ownership to each member of that LLC onto your personal taxes. So you don't pay taxes at the LLC level. You pay taxes on the personal level. That's why it's called a pass-through entity. Now, every state does have fees that you have to pay annually in order to be an LLC. I'm going to pick on California because I live out there. So when an LLC, and everything I'm about to say is based on gross income, it's not based on net, okay? And for those of you who don't know, net is after expenses, which is what's left over. So in California, when you earn $249,999 or less, you would have to pay the Franchise Tax Board $800 a year just to have an LLC in California. The minute you make $249,000 to $499,999, that $800 now becomes $1,700 to the Franchise Tax Board. Now you make $500,000 to $999,000, that $1,700 is now $3,200. So this is where I like to advise my clients to now consider making their LLC an S-Corp election. With an S-Corp election, you only pay the Franchise Tax Board the $800 a year and you don't move up in the brackets. Now, why is that important? As an S-Corp, you now have to be on payroll. If you're making $249,000 a year or more gross, you can afford to be on payroll. But you also have to be paying the payroll taxes. And a question I always get is, well, how much should I pay myself? Which is a great question. What I want you to think about is, how much is your rent? How much is your mortgage? How much is your insurance? How much is your car payments? How much are your credit card payments? How much is everything? How much is food on the table? Clothes for your family? How much do you need to live? You like to go out and travel. How much do you need to save for that every month? Calculate that number by 12. Add 15% and then divide it by 12, and that's how much you should make that salary look for you. Because no matter what, you're going to spend that money. No matter what, you're going to pay those bills. So at least this way, you're already protecting yourself and you're being compliant by being an S-Corp by having an S-Corp election and having yourself on payroll. And now you have W-2 income to lower your tax liability on the personal side. So it's just things to think about. Then there's the C corporation. So C corporations to me are bigger fish, more like Walmart, Amazon, the bigger fish, right? And that one is a completely separate tax entity that's completely separate from you. But you also need to be on payroll as a C corporation. So a lot of times people are afraid to take on that entity because they don't want to pay the taxes. And mind you, what I'm discussing is California. When it comes to other states, every state has their own tax entity, tax filing requirements. There's over 50 different states with 50 different rules and regulations. But it's important to know what you need to do and what you don't need to do. Also, if you were to ever get sued as an LLC, an S-Corp or a C-Corp, they can go after the assets in the company, but they don't come after you personally. There's one thing that you do as a business owner that can pierce the corporate veil, and that is co-mingling funds. When you're always transferring between your business account and your personal account and then co-mingling funds, you're actually piercing your own corporate veil. So it's really important to, I'm a check girl. I like to write checks. So for me, I always will write a check from my business to myself, deposit that check into my personal account. Whatever I do with that money is now my business because it's no longer tied in to my business account. So just things that I really want you to think about and consider when you consider which entity would be better for your business. Aligning your entity with the income level goals is really important as well. You really want to protect yourselves. You want to make sure that you're not setting yourselves up for failure. Again, this goes back to mindless spending. So as long as you know what's coming in, what's going out, you have the proper legal structure, you're not commingling funds, you can now protect yourselves and start making better moves that's going to help you increase your goals, increase your income, and minimize your expenses. And when you become more aware, it helps you. So coming up next, the mistake that creates confusion, stress, and bad decisions. And that all boils down to not doing your proper bookkeeping. So stay tuned for more. Welcome back. Now let's get into mistake number 3, not doing proper bookkeeping. And this one, it affects almost every decision that you make. If your numbers aren't clear, your decisions won't be either. Bookkeeping is not just something you do for taxes. It's how you understand your business in real time. Without it, you're guessing. How do you know how profitable you are? What can you afford? What do you need to change? And that's the big thing. A lot of people, again, are not doing their bookkeeping. They're not focusing on their expenses. They're not focusing on how much money did I bring in last week? How much money did I spend? How much money came in last month? Where did my money go? Why do I feel so broke? Why am I stressing so much and I'm working and I can't even afford to pay my bills? That all boils down to mindless spending and not doing your proper bookkeeping. A lot of you spend cash on everything. Okay. Are you keeping your receipts? Are you expensing out your cash receipts as well? Because that's money that you used for your business that you need to be expensing. Some of you have the big A word, where you purchase a lot of your office supplies from. You purchase desks, you purchase computers, you purchase all these things from different vendors, right? How many of you go into your account and download your invoices and expense them out? How many of you actually pay attention to, I bought a $3,000 computer, am I actually using it? Is it just sitting there in the closet collecting dust? Because that happens. As business owners, we're so busy making sales, making money, that we forget our expenses. So again, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a big QuickBooks person. I go in every day and make my deposits. Every day I allocate all of my expenses. I could tell you day by day how much money I spent, how much money came in. I could tell you exactly what I spent my money on. I could tell you by week, by month, by year. I can go back and compare previous years and see, you know, what were the big changes. But many of you can't. When it comes time to do taxes, you bring in a piece of paper. And you go, here's all my expenses and here's my income. And your tax preparer goes, okay, done. Here's how much you owe. You could be saving a lot of money by doing your bookkeeping and focusing on your expenses, and then actually creating a profit and loss statement for your tax preparer to help you allocate all of your expenses correctly and help lower your tax debt. And some of you think, that's too hard, I don't have time for that. That's okay. There's business bookkeepers out there. You know, make sure you interview them. That's another service that that I provide as well. But if you have someone that you're comfortable with, someone that you like, let them do it for you. Let them tell you every month, okay, this is how much money you took in this month. This is how much money you spent. This is where your money went. If you're not monitoring your expenses and where they're going, you are gifting away thousands and thousands of dollars without realizing it. And it's so important. It can also help lower your tax liability. So I really want you to consider, you know, doing your books, monitoring your income versus expenses. Even if you have to order an income versus expense book online and do it by hand. Maybe you're not tech savvy and that's okay. But if you can monitor, this is how much money came in, this is how much money went out, this is what's left over, or maybe this month I overspent and there isn't anything left over. But it gives you an opportunity to see where your money's going. Another one, some of you take credit cards. Some of you are paying astronomical credit card fees. When's the last time that you reviewed your merchant services? Or are you comfortable with who you're with? Have you ever considered looking into how much you're spending on those credit card fees? Because I've seen some merchant services charge 5% of your income. I've seen some charge 3%. And I've seen some as low as 1.69%. So how much money could you save by being proactive and reviewing what you're doing? Reviewing what's coming in versus what's going out. Insurance. You can always shop your insurance. You don't have to stay with the same company just because you're comfortable and you've had them forever. Shop them. You could save so much money. Payroll companies. There are some payroll companies out there that are astronomical in fees. You can shop those as well. You know, payroll taxes is different, but how much you're paying to the payroll companies, there's plenty of opportunity there. Advertising. Pay attention to where your money's going. Pay attention to, I spent this much money with this person and I got back zero. Great, don't reinvest. Or I spent money here and I got all of these leads and all of these clients. That's where you want to actually focus your money on, because that money was well spent. It helped increase your business. So these are things that, because we're so busy focusing on this is how much money I need to make and this is how much money is going out, that we're always doing mindless spending, but we really, really need to focus on what that looks like. We need to focus on this amount of money came in, this amount of money went out, and this is what's left over. There are some states out there that do sales tax. How many of you are aware that the money you collect for sales tax is not yours? That money belongs to the state, not to you. So one of the things I like to tell my clients is get yourself a money market savings account. And all of the sales tax that you receive, every night, transfer that into that money market savings account because it's earning you a higher yield of interest. And then when it's time to pay your sales tax, you made a little bit of profit on that money, And now you have that money on the side ready to pay. That sales tax money is not for you to borrow against when money gets tight, because then when it's time to pay, you don't have it. And again, it's another thing that you need to budget for. It's another expense you need to separate. So it's really important to be able to do that. Other things that people are ignoring is their mileage on their car. You're not tracking your business miles. You know, there's this app on your phone that's called Mile IQ. It's wonderful. It'll actually track everywhere you go, and you could swipe it business or personal, so that way at the end of the year you can actually download the report and you actually have trackable miles for you to write off on your business. Things that you're ignoring is repairs and maintenance to your vehicle that you use for your business. That also should be an expense on your QuickBooks. So there's so many things out there that you have an opportunity to expense and to save on your own personal taxes if you would just do the work. And you can do the work. Don't let it intimidate you. So things I really want you to focus on is get your books right, stop focusing on the income, focus on the expenses. Because by focusing on the expenses, it's going to give you more income. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Just try me. Try me out for 30 days and let me know how it goes. I really want to see how that looks for you. So another thing is there's no separation between personal and business finances. You always want to separate your personal and your business. Do not commingle funds. This is my business. This is my personal. Always write a check from your business to your personal, and you can do whatever you want with that personal money. Another thing I'm seeing is, no, you're not saving your receipts. You're relying on your bank statements. What does a bank statement say? A bank statement says, I went to ABC Company and I spent $500. A bank statement does not say, I went to ABC Company and I purchased a printer, a desk, paper, everything I need for business. It just says, I went to ABC Company. That's why keeping your receipts are vital. The IRS recommends that we keep our receipts for 3 years. I don't trust the government, so I keep my receipts for 10 years, but I'm OCD that way. That's just my own personal opinion. But remember, if you were ever to get audited, if your business was ever to get audited, the burden of proof falls on you, not on the tax preparer, because the tax preparer filed taxes according to what you provided, okay? Also, a lot of you wait till tax season to organize everything. So now you want to wait, you want to organize everything in 30 days that you accumulated in a year. A lot of things get missed that can be avoided. So this is where small problems turn into big financial setbacks. And finally, we're closing with a mistake that can trigger penalties, stress, and loss opportunities. So stay tuned for our final segment. Welcome back to FICO Diva, where we make money make sense, and I just got tongue-tied. Stay connected with Now Media TV for more insights that actually move you forward. We're closing with mistake number 4, failing to file your taxes on time. And this is where everything can start to fall apart. Late tax filing isn't just a small oversight. It has real consequences. We're talking about penalties, interest, increased scrutiny, delays in loans or approvals, financial stress that carry into the next year, and most importantly, it keeps you reactive instead of strategic. So let's talk about this. I actually have quite a few clients that own businesses that haven't filed in years. They haven't filed in some 10 years, okay? And some of you think, well, how does the IRS know what I make? That's a great question. So a lot of your business partners are issuing you 1099 miscellaneous forms, 1099 NECs. If you have merchant services, you're receiving a 1099-K. All of those forms, any forms, get reported to the IRS. And that's how they know if you need to file taxes or not, based on the information that they're receiving from your vendors. So here you are not filing taxes. You're getting letters in the mail that says, hey, you need to file taxes for this year, and this year. And what triggered that is because a form got filed on your behalf, or for you, for your company. Any business owner who makes $600 or more needs to file their taxes. So it's really important to know that. And it's important to stay compliant. Do you know that you can lose your LLC, your S-Corp, or your C-Corp by not filing taxes? It can actually be shut down. And if you don't stay on top of taxes, it can hurt you in the long run. You can face people garnishing your bank account. You can face having liens put against you. It's not worth it. When it comes to businesses, some of you might say, I lost everything I had. It's been 10 years. I haven't filed. That's okay. You can go on to irs.gov, create an ID.me account, download your transcripts. Your transcripts will say every single form that got turned in to the IRS. Now, if you are an LLC, an S-Corp, C-Corp, you do need to create an account based on your EIN number, because you're gonna have a personal account and a business account, and they do not all link up to your personal name and your social security number. So it's important to know that. But if you lost forms, you can easily go in there and obtain them. The only thing you're not going to be able to retrieve or obtain are state-specific forms, like California. Anything that gets reported to the Franchise Tax Board has been redacted on your IRS, because IRS just cares about federal, whereas your state cares about their state. So then I would encourage you to go into your state's website and also download those transcripts. But once you have them, you know what income got reported. Let's say you have no bookkeeping done, but maybe you have all of your receipts from all those times, or maybe you have all of your bank statements from all those times, or maybe you can go back to the bank and get those bank statements. We can sit there and do business bookkeeping to help you figure out what your expenses were so that we can lower your tax liability. Often a lot of people are so afraid of, I'm going to have to pay. But are you aware that IRS gives you 6 years to pay? Whatever you end up owing, you just take that, divide it by 72, and that'll be your minimum monthly payment. Or maybe you were a victim of something. Maybe you had a bookkeeper who wasn't doing things correctly, and now you owe money. Or maybe you had a tax person who filed your taxes, didn't ask you all the correct questions, and now you owe a lot of money. Guess what? It's okay. You can actually do an offer and compromise with the IRS. I personally have a client who owed $269,000 in old tax debt that we got the IRS to settle for $21,000. I have another one who owed over $75,000, and we got the IRS to settle for $5,000. So never let your tax debt keep you in fear of filing your taxes. Be more afraid of not filing your taxes, because you want to be compliant. You want your business to grow. You want your business to thrive. You don't want to have a monkey on your back that's always looking over to see, where's this money coming from and where do you stand? So if you're a multi-member LLC, if you are an an S corp, or a C corp. You have until March 15 to file your taxes. Because especially all of those three entities, except for a C corp, is going to give you a K-1 schedule for you to be able to file your personal taxes. Then you have until April 15 to file your personal taxes. So that's why it's always corporate taxes first, then personal taxes. Because you can't even file your personal taxes until you get your K-1 schedules from your business taxes. Single member LLCs are different because they're Schedule Cs on your personal taxes. So those you can actually just do a 1040 with the Schedule C. You have until April 15. Fair warning, don't wait till the end to do your taxes because your tax preparers are busy. But that's when you could file an extension. Okay, an extension will give corporations, S-corps, and multi-member LLCs until September 15 to file their taxes. And it'll give single member LLCs and personal taxes up until October 15 to file their taxes. So, and extensions don't cost you money, so don't be afraid to file an extension. Not filing an extension and missing the deadline, that will cost you money, because now you're going to get late fees, you're going to get penalties for not filing on time. And by the way, for every single day that you're late, that penalty increases. So it's really important to file your taxes on time. Let's say you haven't done your taxes in 6 years and you file them today and you owe money. You're going to get 6 years worth of penalties and late fees and interest added onto your debt. But that's okay, because once you're compliant and once we see a really good tax strategy based on how everything is done, you could be an excellent candidate for an offer and compromise. Maybe your liability isn't that high. You could be an excellent candidate to go on the payment plan. So never let your fear stop you from filing your taxes on time. Never let your fear debilitate you from moving forward. Be more afraid of not doing things correctly, because that's what's going to hurt you. That's what's going to stop you. And it can actually stop you from getting loans. They could put liens that are then tied to your personal property. You don't want that for yourselves. So it's important to always catch everything up. I do highly recommend that if you're someone who falls into this category, create your irs.gov account and create the id.me account, which is all through the IRS website. Get your transcripts. There are some tax resolution companies out there that I've been hearing stories about that will just say, well, based on what you're telling me, it sounds like you owe this much money, when you really don't. So it's important to find out how much you owe, find out where you stand, get those taxes filed, become compliant, and then we can work on doing an IRS tax strategy for you if it's needed. It might not even be needed. You never know. I've had people who thought they were going to owe $50,000, but because the taxes were done correctly and we asked all the right questions, they didn't end up owing it. So never be afraid. Always look beyond. Okay. Now, some of the services that I personally provide at my office is we do credit counseling, we do credit repair, we do taxes, we file and form LLCs and corporations in all 50 states. We also offer estate planning. If you're local in the area, we offer DMV services. So there's a lot that we do in addition to the IRS tax resolution. So if you're needing help with any of those things, we do speak Spanish, speak Portuguese, and our website is FICODIVA.com. That's FICODIVA.com. You can text us at 559-744-4444. 4011. You can call us at 559-372-2823. My team is ready to answer the calls and help you with any of your tax questions that you, not tax questions, but any of the questions that you have. Schedule you with a consultation with me or with my team members, and we're here to help guide you, mentor you, and just tell you exactly where you stand and create a plan to help you get out of this. So if you're needing business bookkeeping services, we do that as well. Again, FICODIVA.com, FICODIVA.com. And I look forward to seeing you in more future segments. And I want to wish you all an amazing day. Take care.